Coast Radio News for Thursday, April 15, 2021. I'm George Henry. Plans for a May 15th Show and Shine car show have been scuttled. Organizers have determined that with the current level of COVID-19 circulating, it would be next to impossible to ensure that the event could move forward with the possibility of Lane County being in a moderate or high-risk level of the virus. The group had proposed moving the event to the parking lot of Sayous Law Middle School, but Rods and Roadies President Gary Cargill said that after speaking with school superintendent Annie Grez-Kowiak, that it would be better to wait and see what happens as more people get vaccinated for the coronavirus. Cargill says he does not want to cancel the event, but a move to June or July might be an option, depending on the restrictions that are in place. A day after Lane County Public Health said that it looked like the numbers were flattening, Lane County is reporting another 51 cases of COVID-19. Included in that number are two more cases for the Florence area. Florence has now had 197 reported cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Lane County has had 11,355 cases, and across the state it was another record day for cases in recent weeks. The state reported 816 new cases. According to the Oregon Health Authority's latest numbers, the state has seen another 26% increase in cases over the previous week. The state is also reporting 47 new deaths, which is the highest number in more than 5 weeks. Lane County has also reported that almost 25% of the population in the county has now been vaccinated, but that is a long way from the 80% health authorities believe is necessary for establishing herd immunity. April 15th is the traditional tax deadline, and in case you have not heard, that deadline has been extended. For the second year in a row, the IRS has decided to postpone the deadline. This year, the date is May 17th. This date is good for both federal and state returns. Penalties on individuals owing taxes is also postponed until May 17th, but beginning on May 18th, penalties and interest will begin accruing. If you're looking to get away for a little relief in the wilderness, today is the day that the state Parks and Recreation has begun accepting reservations in many, but not all, of its campgrounds. The reservation site is at stateparks.oregon.gov. Many of the facilities have been closed for the last year. There will be certain restrictions in place for campers. For example, group size limits will be reduced to 25. Jason Resch with the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department says they are asking for patience as they move forward. Information, including current COVID-19 restrictions, can be found at the website. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, April 15, 2021.